Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So thankful to have you with me today. And I'm always so blessed to think about those that are listening to these podcasts, mostly because I know that you're listening to the Word of God. And God wants to invest in your life. He's given us His Word so that He can teach us about Him, His Son Jesus, and His ways. So let's go to Him in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, we do ask You to bless us. Bless us with Your presence, with the power of Your Holy Spirit to not only be guided into the truth, but also to live according to that truth. Lord, we want our lives to be pleasing to You. We desire a close relationship and fellowship with You. So teach us Your Word today, we pray, and we'll give You the praise and thanks for Your Word as we're so excited to study again. And we'll thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Reward of Inheritance. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 24. As Paul the Apostle instructed the Colossian church members concerning their relationships with one another, he told them to do whatsoever they did as unto the Lord and not unto men. This would help them to be in harmony with one another. And in chapter 3 and verse 24 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul wrote about the reward of inheritance they would receive from the Lord if they did so. We read, "Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." The verse begins, "Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance." Because the focus of the Colossians would be as unto the Lord, they could be knowing or seeing, perceiving with the eyes, observing and experiencing that of the Lord you shall receive, which means to gain or recover what is due. The reward of inheritance, the recompense, inheritance properly received or to be received by inheritance, or what is given to one as a possession, the eternal blessedness of the consummated kingdom of God, which is to be expected after the visible return of Christ. As the church members worked as unto the Lord, they had the promise of a reward for doing so. The verse continues, "For you serve the Lord Christ." As though there needed to be an additional reference to serving the Lord, Paul reminds the Colossians, "For you serve, or are a slave to, do service for, obey, and submit to the Lord Christ, who is Jesus Christ." Everything the Colossian church members did was as it was unto Jesus, and as they functioned in this manner, they could be certain to receive a reward from Him someday. As we meditate upon these words of Paul, let us allow the Holy Spirit to help us function with the idea in mind that everything we do as unto the Lord and not unto men. The Lord has a reward of inheritance waiting for us. And as we serve, obey, and submit to Him, we will not be disappointed. Though we may not receive the responses we desire from people when we serve them, we may know with certainty, as long as we are serving them with the Lord Jesus in mind, our service will not go unnoticed. May the Lord give us the strength and remind us to whom our service should be, and that He stands ready with a reward when we are through. Next time, Paul tells the Colossians what happens to those who do wrong. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.